Now, without further delay, I'd like to invite Maulana Sayyid Shahriyar Naqvi from the United States of America, who will be speaking to us about the salient features of Maktab-e Sulaimani with a loud salawat bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Masha'allahu wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين وتبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear brothers and sisters, dear families. It is such an honor to be here in the presence of all of you as we commemorate the martyrdom anniversary, the third martyrdom anniversary of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani and Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and their companions. At the insistence of the organizers, I humbly accepted how I wish that many of the better speakers, which are quite a few, would have come and delivered this speech. Nonetheless, before we start, tonight's topic is the salient features of Maktab-e Sulaimani. But before we start, we'd like to condemn two things. The first thing that we condemn are these inflammatory and insulting cartoons that have been published by a French trash magazine where they have targeted the sanctities of Islam. And the second thing that we condemn is that with this recent Zionist regime, which is an incredibly far-right Zionist regime, the National Interior Minister actually went and did some provocative moves entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque, I believe either today or yesterday. Nonetheless, we very seriously also condemn this act, which is pushing Palestine closer to a war. May Allah help and support all of the Palestinians. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam. So brothers and sisters, we are talking about the salient features of Maktab-e Sulaimani. So salient means outstanding, something that is bariz, something that is important. And Maktab means an ideological school of thought. So we are talking about the important, the outstanding features and qualities of the ideological school of thought of Qasim Sulaimani. The first thing that we want to get straight here, of course, is that the martyrdom of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani was an illegal and unlawful assassination. It was an illegal and unlawful assassination, and as we saw in the video that the United Nations investigator who was investigating the case, Miss Agnes Calamard, she herself said that this targeted killing of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani was illegal and unlawful and against the United Nations Charter. And don't let the mass media try to confuse you into believing something on the contrary. Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani was, of course, on a diplomatic peace mission in Iraq, where they targeted killing and assassination occurred. And regardless, the video presentation that we saw brought to us by the people from Pure Stream Media, of course, explained it very well and very beautifully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen their efforts and protect their efforts. We send them all a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Now, dear brothers and sisters, in the days and in the years following this assassination of Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani, of course, one of the things that we heard was this audacious slander and this absolute lie, this blatant lie that Shahid Haj Qasim was a terrorist. Continuously, this is what we hear on the mainstream media, that he was a terrorist. Now, do these arrogant powers of the world really want to play such a weak card by calling Shahid Haj Qasim a terrorist? Well, we'd like you to listen to us for just a minute. Who is the real terrorist? Are the real terrorists not the ones who themselves announced the creation of the terrorist organization Daesh? Pay attention. I'm going to go like this as I go forward. Are the real terrorists not the ones who openly announced that they themselves created the terrorist organization Daesh? A terrorist outfit that has killed mercilessly thousands of innocent Iraqis and Syrians. Are the terrorists not the ones who have attacked and occupied Afghanistan for the last 20 years? Are the terrorists not the ones who occupied and attacked Afghanistan for 20 years? 2 decades looting and plundering and destroying an already impoverished country in West Asia and then leaving that country in shambles. Are the terrorists not the ones who, under false pretext, attacked the sovereign nation of Iraq? An occupation that killed thousands of Iraqis, an occupation whose sole purpose was to break up Iraq into small pieces, an occupation meant to plunder and loot the resources of a nation that was already ravaged by Saddam. Are the terrorists not the ones who have the blood of thousands of innocent Iraqis on their hands? And are the terrorists not the ones who, via their proxies, have tried their best to break Syria into pieces? A proxy war which has turned a thriving Syria into dust and rubble. A proxy war which has resulted in thousands, if not millions, of Syrians becoming homeless refugees. Who is the real terrorist? Are the terrorists not the ones who have provided billions of dollars in weaponry to the Saudi-led coalition in their arrogant war against the innocent people and the innocent civilians of Yemen? An arrogant war which has resulted in well over 20 million people in need of dire humanitarian aid. A war which has left an already impoverished country in turning it into one of the world's greatest humanitarian catastrophes in the present day. Are the terrorists not the ones who have politically and financially and economically deadlocked Lebanon? Are the terrorists not the ones who attacked and tried their best to kill Sheikh Zakzaki, an honorable religious scholar? Are the terrorists not the ones who beheaded an innocent religious scholar by the name of Shahid Baqir al-Nimr? Who's the terrorist? Who are you trying to confuse? Are the terrorists not the ones? We're talking about how they have the audacity to blatantly lie and come out and tell us that Shahid Haj Qasim was a terrorist, when it is you yourself who has a very clean, huge red ledger full of atrocities and crimes. And so we continue. Are the terrorists not the ones who have wrongly imprisoned Sheikh Salman of Bahrain? Are the terrorists not the ones who have usurped the citizenship of Sheikh Isa Qasim? Are the terrorists not the ones who have blindly and adamantly supported the Zionist regime? an illegal regime which has left the Palestinian people, a whole nation of people, without home or food or water or land or safety or peace or comfort. These, dear brothers and sisters, are the real terrorists. Shahid Haj Qasim, he was no terrorist. He was a Muslim hero of the present day. He was the Muslim hero of the present day. And so my question to these arrogant powers who have their hands full of the blood of all these Muslims and more, for centuries until the present day and all across the world, is this: what do you expect us Muslims to do in response to all these atrocities and all this murder and all this killing and all this oppression and all this tyranny that's being committed? What do you expect us Muslims to do? How are the Muslims supposed to react in the face of all this oppression on a global and international and massive scale? Do you expect us Muslims to go belly up and die? Or do you expect us Muslims to go belly up and remain silent in the face of all these atrocities and all this? And do you expect us to simply let you come and usurp all of our holy lands? Do you expect us to let you occupy and plunder our resources and our people as you wish? Do you expect us Muslims to allow you to steal and loot and subjugate every single one of us as you wish? The Muslims will never go belly up. And the Muslims will never remain silent.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Khamenei Akbar, Man Bar Zilde Velayat Iraqi, Man Bar America, Man Bar Indies, Man Bar Munafiqin Kuffar, Man Bar Israel.
So the Muslims will never remain silent. We will stand up to every and all acts of terrorism committed by whoever and wherever and in whatever place. We will stand up to every and all acts of terrorism. And the Almighty Allah has given us the go-ahead to do so. For the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter number 22, Suratul Hajj, verse number 39, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Udhina lil ladhina yuqataluna bi annahum dhulimu, wa innallaha ala nasrihim laqadir. Permission to fight has been given to those who are being fought and are being killed because they have been wronged. And indeed, Allah is powerful to give them victory. And this is exactly what Shahid Haj Qasim did. This is exactly what Shahid Haj Qasim did. He fought for the Muslims, for we have been killed, and we are being killed, and we have been wronged, and we are being wronged. Shahid Haj Qasim, he fought for the Muslims, he fought for the Palestinians, and he fought for the second Qibla of the Muslims, Al-Quds al-Sharif. Haj Qasim, he fought for the Iraqi Muslims. Shahid Haj Qasim, he fought for the Iraqi Muslims, he fought for the Nigerian Muslims, he fought for the Pakistani Muslims, he fought for the Indian Muslims. He fought for the Afghan Muslims, he fought for the Yemeni Muslims, he fought for the Lebanese Muslims, he fought for the Iranian Muslims. What is the common denominator? Muslims. Shahid Haj Qasim defended the Muslims, all the Muslims, all across the world, from all forms of terrorism. And it is unfortunate that despite the fact that Shaheed Haj Qasim spent his whole life defending the Muslims, defending all the Muslims, defending you and defending me, defending the sanctities of Islam and defending the sanctities of Allah. And then he went on until he sacrificed his own life in the defense of Islam. Yet, we don't even have the guts to in the least stand up and defend the honor of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani. We don't even bother to defend the brother. Shaheed Haj Qasim was a Muslim hero of the present day. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma. So we were talking about the salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani. Here, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he very eloquently says that Maktab-e-Sulaymani is the school, the ideological school, the ideological maktab of truth and sincerity. And he says that it is truth and sincerity that are in fact the title and the symbol and the index of Maktab-e-Sulaymani. So truth, he explains himself. He says truth means to deal honestly with the goal, with the divine covenant, and with the ideals. Deal truthfully with them. And then he says sincerity and ikhlas. Sincerity is ikhlas. He says sincerity. We see that Haj Qasim never wanted to be a well-known famous figure. Throughout his career, not once do you see him craving fame or praise. Meaning, the only reason he did what he did for all his years until his beard turned white was for the sake of Allah. No one knew him. No one knew him. It only wasn't until after his martyrdom that people started to realize what exactly it was that Shaheed Haj Qasim did. And even up until the present day, 3 years later, still things are being uncovered about this individual's efforts and his persona and his maktab. It's interesting that the enemy, they thought that they could make Shaheed Haj Qasim disappear by killing him. And this is usually how the forces of batil and falsehood, this is how they make their calculations. Bila Shabahat is the same thing that Yazid did over thousands of years ago. He thought, we'll make Hussein disappear by killing him. And in the present day, they said, we'll kill Shaheed Haj Qasim and he'll disappear. But by martyring Shaheed Haj Qasim, we find in reality, he went from becoming a mere individual to becoming a symbol of resistance. An individual can be taken out. An individual lives for a limited amount of time. A symbol is eternal. A symbol is eternal. In my research, I wanted to find some things that I could make connections to with Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani. So I went and I did ruju. I looked towards this Tafsir al-Nur from Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati. And so he explains that sincerity, which is one of the two integral aspects of Maktab-e-Sulaymani, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati, in his Tafsir al-Nur, he explains that sincerity is when something we do is 100% for the sake of Allah. He says this is what is ikhlas. And then he says, in other words, ikhlas, this is not my words, this is Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati. He says that in other words, ikhlas is when we do not heed the inclinations and carnal desires of the despots. This is ikhlas, huh? Or we do not heed the political tendencies or demands of this or that figure. Rather, our motivation is one thing, and that is the obedience to Allah and fulfilling our duties. This is what Imam Khamenei says are the two salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani: truth and sincerity. But are these the only two salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani? Of course not. There are many, countless salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani. Countless. And every single one of these features or these attributes would need a whole speech in order to cover them. But I only want to quickly just list few and just keep moving forward. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. My speech seems to be shorter than I thought it was going to be, so that's good for all of our audience. So we're talking about the other countless salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani, such as what? Such as steadfastness. Steadfastness to continue walking the path of Islam. Steadfastness to continue defending Islam against its foes. Never being tired in the defense of Islam. Firm determination in making sure that the camp of truth always prevails. Faith and iman. Faith and iman in the Almighty Allah. Faith and iman in the promises of the Almighty Allah. Faith and iman in the words of the Holy Quran. Don't get lost. We're talking about the other salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani. Faith and iman in the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. And faith and iman in the Waliul Faqih. Faith and iman. Other salient features in Maktab-e-Sulaymani: tawakkul and trust and reliance upon Allah in the hardest of trials and the most difficult of times. Tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and especially Lady Fatima Zahra alayha as-salam. For the name of Her Eminence was constantly upon the humble lips of Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaymani. The salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani: living a simple lifestyle, respect and love and care for one's parents and for one's elders, love and care for children, and love and care especially towards the orphans, and especially towards the orphans of martyrs. For Shaheed Haj Qasim had a very special place for the orphans of martyrs. The salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani: courage and bravery in the face of the enemy, bringing together and uniting all races and all colors and all nationalities and all languages under the banner of Islam, in the defense of Islam, under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammad ar-Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The salient features of Maktab-e-Sulaymani: humbleness, humility, taqwa, care, love, brotherhood, camaraderie, his mercy towards the believers, and his being strong and powerful against the enemies of Islam. His resilience, his running away from fame and fortune, his running away from praise, his namaz, his prayers, his du'as, his supplications, his recitation of the Holy Quran, his tears of mourning for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, his yearning for shahada and martyrdom, his constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This is Maktab-e-Sulaymani, the product of Maktab-e-Khumayni, the product of Maktab-e-Ahlul Bayt, the product of the Almighty Allah. And in all truth, the more I looked into the Tafsir-e-Nur and the things that were found in there, and the different topics that are discussed by Sheikh Mohsin Inqirati, I really realized how Shaheed Haj Qasim was truly the manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil harjam. And so I come to my conclusion. I said it was going to be a short speech. While doing some of the research, I found that there was a very interesting connection between masjids and Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani. Everybody following me? There's a very interesting connection between masjids, right, mosques, and Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani. So masjids, as we all know, are the sanctities, and they are a part of the sanctities of Islam, the holy places of Islam, the harams of Islam. And in reality, the masjid is a part of the sanctities of the Almighty Allah. Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, he defended these sanctities of Allah. Throughout the Muslim world, he defended these places of worship. He defended these places where the name of Allah was constantly remembered, whether it was a church or a synagogue or a masjid. Iraq and Syria, he defended the Christians. He defended the Muslims, he defended the Shia, he defended the Sunnis, he defended the Yazidis. He defended the Christians, he defended the Jewish people that live in these countries. He protected their churches, he protected their synagogues, he protected the masjids. The connection between Shaheed Haj Qasim and masjid. And so the Almighty Allah says in chapter number 22, Suratul Hajj, verse number 40 of the Holy Quran, they are those who have been evicted from their homes without right, only because they said, our Lord is Allah. And were it not for that Allah checks the people, keeps in control the people by means of other people, there would have been demolished monasteries and churches and synagogues and masjids in which the name of Allah is much mentioned. And Allah will surely support those who support Allah's cause. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. It's Quran, 1,000 years ago. It's really a miracle. Aynan, the misdaq. There are those who keep others in check because they protect the places of worship, churches and synagogues and mosques. The Quran is saying this. And practically we see Shaheed Haj Qasim doing this on the ground. How dare you call him a terrorist? He protected your own religious places, let alone the religious places of Islam. Masjids and Haj Qasim, Haj Qasim and masjids, the sanctities of Allah and their defense by Shaheed Haj Qasim. And so we ask one last question, that is, well, how did Shaheed Haj Qasim become the protector and the maintainer of the sanctities of Allah, the masjids of Allah? It's a big deal. It's not a light thing to say that the Quran, that you find this verse of the Holy Quran, and when you compare it and you find that an instance is this individual, this is not a small thing, it's a huge thing. So how did this individual, Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, and this is my conclusion, how did Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani become the protector and the maintainer of the masajid of Allah and the sanctities, not you and me, the sanctities of the Almighty Allah? And so the Almighty Allah himself says in the Holy Quran, chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 18, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Only those are a question, in case you forget. How did Haj Qasim become the protector and the maintainer of the sanctities of Allah? And our answer is in the Holy Quran. Only those shall maintain, protect Allah's masjids. Those who believe in Allah, they believe in the last day, they maintain the prayers, they give the zakat, and they fear no one except Allah. They fear no one except Allah. These are the qualities that will make you into those that will maintain the sanctities of Allah. And so at this point, I bring my last salient feature of Maktab-e Sulaimani, one that every single one of us should reflect upon and take home with us. Think about it deeply. What is that last salient feature of Maktab-e Sulaimani? The last salient feature of Maktab-e Sulaimani that I will talk about tonight is to fear no one except Allah. Fear no one except Allah. Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani, he feared no one except Allah. And this is what made him so incredibly powerful. He didn't fear anybody. He feared Allah. He didn't fear any other human being. He didn't fear any other power. He didn't fear, right? This is what made him so incredibly powerful. Shaheed Haj Qasim, he had no fear of the enemy, because one who fights for the cause of Allah has no fear, because the Almighty God is on their side. Why would you fear when the Almighty God is on your side? You're fighting for the cause of Allah. You're helping the cause of Allah. You are striving for the cause of Allah. Truly, Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani, he was a manifestation of the following verse of the Holy Quran, where the Almighty Allah says in chapter 10, Suratul Yunus, verses 62 and 63, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Unquestionably, without a doubt, the friends of Allah will indeed have no fear, nor will they grieve those who have faith and are God-wary. You want to be amongst the friends of Allah wherever you are. You want to be amongst the friends of Allah. You want to be a successful mu'min. You want to be a devout Muslim. You want to have iman. You want to have taqwa. Then you will have to get rid of fear. You will have to get rid of fear. This is what we're taking home with us. Fear will stop us from moving forward on the path of Islam. If we have fear in our hearts, we will never be able to attain the ultimate goal. And what is the ultimate goal? It is the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah. And remove fear of what? It's easy to say remove fear and then just leave it at that and everybody go home. Remove fear of what? Fear of losing our wealth. Fear of losing our property. Fear of losing our homes. Fear of losing our luxuries. Fear of losing our friends. Fear of losing our families. Fear of losing our status. Fear of losing our position. Fear of losing our comfort. Fear of losing our safety. Fear of losing our freedom. Fear of losing our lives. Fear of losing this. And fear of losing that. fear of loss. Fear of loss. Fear of loss. Allahu Akbar. The Almighty Allah teaches us to not have these fears. Islam teaches us to not have these fears. The Quran teaches us to not have these fears. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam teach us to not have these fears. Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us to not have these fears. The Shuhada teach us to not have these fears. Our ulama, righteous ulama, teach us to not have these fears. Maktabe Sulaimani teaches us to not have these fears. Hey heart min nazilla.
Hey heart min nazilla. Hey heart min nazilla. Hey heart min nazilla. Hey heart min nazilla.
Dear friends, can one truly be a martyr? Can one truly be a shaheed or want to be a shaheed? Want to be a martyr? Yet fear losing all of these things. Can you become a martyr? Can you be a martyr if you fear losing all these things? When in reality, a martyr and a shaheed is one who sacrifices all of these things for the sake of Allah. The maktab of Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani. And so I end the humble speech for tonight. I was requested to do a little bit of masaib, and so I humbly wrote down a few points. Can you truly become a Shaheed if you fear losing all of these things? So dear friends, on this auspicious night, we mourn these martyrs of ours. We mourn Shaheed Qasim Sulaimani. We mourn Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. We mourn the companions that attained martyrdom with them. But we have been blessed tonight. We have been blessed tonight because we also commemorate the passing of another individual. And she is the mother of another great martyr. We commemorate and we mourn the passing of the mother of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, Lady Ummul Baneen. Dear friends, we mourn Shaheed Haj Qasim. We mourn Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and we mourn their companions. But these martyrs that we commemorate tonight, these martyrs, they walked the path of another great martyr. A martyr that time eternal knows as Sayyid al-Shuhada. These martyrs of ours that we remembered, they walked the path of a great martyr, Sayyid al-Shuhada. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, Allah has brought you to where He wants you to be. And yes, we had humbly said that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he teaches us to not have these fears. And it is true for Maktabe Hussein. Maktabish Sayyid al-Shuhada teaches us to not have these fears. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his wealth. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his property. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his comfort. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his friends. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed his family members. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed all those that he raised in his own arms. And brothers and sisters, there are so many of these that Hussein raised in his own arms and he sacrificed. Abbas and Qasim and Sakina and Ali Akbar and Ali Akbar and Ali Asghar. Hussein sacrificed those whom he raised with his own hands. Imam Hussein sacrificed all those who he grew up with. Imam Hussein sacrificed all those that he laughed and he cried with. Hussein sacrificed all those that he loved. Imam Hussein sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah in order to defend and safeguard Islam. A path which was continued by Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani, a path which was continued by Shaheed Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis. How generous is Imam Hussein. For Imam Hussein graces those who follow in his footsteps with all that they wish for. Imam Hussein graces and he endows those that walk in his footsteps with all that they wish for. We saw this previously with Shaheed Mohsin Hujaji, and we saw this again with Shaheed Haj Qasim. Oh Hussein, how generous you are. Will you take us as well in your blessed arms? Shaheed Haj Qasim wanted to be martyred by the evildoers of his time, and his master Hussein allowed this to happen, and like his master Hussein, Haj Qasim was martyred by the evildoers of his time, and this is what happened. Shaheed Haj Qasim, he wanted to join the Shuhada, and this is what happened, for he joined the Shuhada in the lands of Karbala. Shaheed Haj Qasim, he wanted to be martyred along with his brothers in arms, like his master Hussein. And this is what happened. Shaheed Haj Qasim wanted his body to be torn to pieces like his master Qasim ibn Hassan. And this is what happened. Shaheed Haj Qasim, he must have had metal pieces piercing his body like his master Ali Akbar hit the metal spear from Baba. Shaheed Haj Qasim, he wanted his hands to be separated from his body like his master Abul Fadl al-Abbas. And this is what happened. Shaheed Haj Qasim wanted his head to be separated from his body like his master Hussein. And this is what happened. But oh Shaheed Haj Qasim, we will never forget that there is no day like the day of our master Hussein. For you kept your ring on your hand while Hussein's was stolen from his hand, and you had a beautiful burial ceremony with countless of individuals attending, while Hussein, he was left all alone in the deserts of Karbala. Shaheed Haj Qasim, they gave you a coffin, but our Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada, he had no coffin. And oh Shaheed Haj Qasim, you now know better than we do that Hussein had to bury Asghar with a broken heart, and Hussein had to hold Abbas who had no arms, and Hussein had to hug Ali Akbar after taking the spear out, and Hussein had to pick up the pieces of Qasim, the amana of Hassan. And Hussein had to say farewell to Sakina, the peace and comfort of his heart, and there till they were to be reunited in the dungeon of Sham. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj wal afiyata wan nas. وجعلنا من خير أنصاره وأوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. Just a few du'as. May Allah hasten the reappearance of the Imam of our time, for surely we are the orphans of the Imam of our time. May Allah protect Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Muslim Ummah. May he protect all the believers, all the Maraja, all of the righteous ulama. May he protect all of us, your families, your children. May Allah forgive all of our ancestors. May Allah increase the darajat and the status of all of our shuhada. May Allah give a quick shifa to all of those that are sick and are ailing. May we be amongst the first supporters of the Imam of our time, and may we be martyred in his holy cause. Sallu ala
Muhammad. سوی جنت المأوا حاج قاسم کجایی حاج قاسم بی تو ای سلیمانی دل ماند و پریشانی ماه مو سپیدم سردار شهیدم این فتح مبین از توست راه اربعین از توست ای شیر حسینی فرزند خمینی رفتی از میان ما سوی جنت المأوا حاج قاسم کجایی جسم اربن ربایت در آغوش مولایت این دیدار زیبا بر جانت گوارا دست غرق خون تو جسم لاله گون تو دارد روزهایی حاج قاسم کجایی رفتی از میان ما سوی جنت المأوا حاج قاسم کجایی